Hi, witchy friends. My name is Ash Allgood, and welcome to the Wild Elements Podcast, a podcast for those looking to find their magic in nature, spirit, and everyday witchcraft. I am so excited to be recording this. You have no idea. I have been wanting to start a podcast for so long, and I've just dragged my feet and waited, but here I am recording for you today, and thank you so much for listening and following me on this journey. I am super excited. I wanted to kind of start the first episode with talking about the upcoming Sabbat. And as this is released, it might be past that Sabbat, so I do apologize, but we're going to talk about Mabon and the fall equinox, which is my favorite time of year. I love it so much. It's when I start to get that feeling in my bones and I get to start feeling like my super witchy self. And it's just everything is starting to get cooler outside. The nature colors are changing. You know, we're starting to dress a little bit more fall. And I love everything about this season. So, and I love learning about the Sabbats and telling other people about them. And yeah, so I just really excited for this season. We'll also talk about the new moon coming up, or that's already here, depending on when I release this. And we'll also talk about solitary practice versus being a part of a coven. So yeah, let's get started. I want to start every episode by talking about how I found my magic that week. So this past week, I've really found my magic by honestly preparing for this podcast and preparing for this episode and really trying to hone in on why I'm doing this in the first place and what's making me feel super witchy. And I think that also ties to, you know, this upcoming Sabbat that's making me feel like my magic is slowly but surely coming back. And to talk about, really to touch on why I'm doing this podcast. So I recently had a baby, and during my pregnancy, I kind of fell into a little bit of a depression where, you know, I had this thought that I just was preparing myself for another postpartum, because this is my second baby. So I was preparing myself for another postpartum depression like I had with my daughter. And I think in the back of my mind, I was like, well, what's the point of, you know, practicing and having all this stuff and all these tools and having, you know, my altar. And I had a lot of plants that I was like, there's no point in me having all this because I'm going to just, you know, not be able to have the energy or the time. I was just preparing for that ultimate depression to come in. So I just kind of got rid of a lot of stuff. And thankfully, my husband actually encouraged me to keep some of it. Thankfully, he did that. Bless him. But I lost my magic for a while. Almost like a form of, I guess, like self-sabotage, maybe, who knows. But that's really one of the main reasons why I'm doing this, is to help find my magic again, really get back to what made me happy and get back to feeling myself again. Because if anyone who has had a baby before knows, it's so hard to get yourself back, because you really don't ever get yourself back. You are just a new version of yourself. But I did want to get back to what truly made me happy, and that was practicing witchcraft. So tag along and let's get started. Let's talk about Mabon and the fall equinox. So for those that don't know, fall equinox is when the sun and the moon are out at the same time. It's when day and night are equal this time of year. similar to the spring equinox. I always try to remember it as equinox is equal, day and night are equal. And how I am celebrating this equinox is I plan on making a wreath for my front door, getting some leaves that have already started to fall, get some fall flowers. And I tend to try and go for like a crescent shape. So I think that's what I'm going to do this year. I also make a simmer pot. The fall equinox in Mabin is what's better known as the second harvest. And so what really shines during that are things like apples. I know that's like a big fruit during this harvest and this time of year. So I always tend to add apples to my Mabin simmer pot and cinnamon. So anything that really goes with that, maybe a little bit of citrus. I'm just really excited for that first simmer pot of the year because I feel like this is the first time that I get to make a simmer pot and it doesn't feel crazy because it's not 100 degrees outside. Now, I am here in Appalachia, southern part of Appalachia, and so I'm not going to lie, it is still really warm outside, but we have cool mornings and cool evenings, which I'm so thankful for because the heat has been killing me this summer, guys. Just saying. So really looking forward to that first simmer pot of the year. Yay. Other ways that I am celebrating. Oh yeah. So my daughter and I last year, we made a corn husk doll. And so we'll probably do that again. And I'm trying to think, I love making tea. I have a friend here that we, a few years ago, started this little tea business and it didn't really go anywhere, but it was so fun to make tea with her. And so I'll probably make some tea again. And yeah, just really feel deep in this season, spend some time outside in the nice weather that we've been having. And that's kind of how I feel like I'll be really celebrating this year. And there's no right or wrong way to celebrate a Sabbath. So that's something that I really want to hone in on this podcast as well. And throughout each episode is remind everybody that your practice is just that, it's yours. So feel free to celebrate these Sabbaths and the seasons however you wish, because there is no right or wrong way. Just go with your gut, do what feels right. And with that, do want to talk about the new moon during the Sabbath as well. And something that I like to do during new moons in general, regardless of when it is, whether it's during a Sabbath or whenever it may be, is really focus on my intentions for that upcoming moon cycle. And so when we're in a new moon cycle, we are about to start waxing. We're about to start growing. And so that's how I kind of plan my intentions and any spell work that I do that's during a new moon is, what do I want to build to? What things do I want to manifest, aspire to be? So really think about that this new moon. Think about, you know, what your goals are for the rest of the month, for this upcoming month, this upcoming moon cycle. What do you want to change in your life? It's a fresh start. It's a new moon, new time to just wipe off and dust off that last moon cycle. Anything in the past is the past, and we are moving forward ahead and we're going to kill it. Now to our main portion of the episode, talking about solitary practice, the solitary witch. So I myself am a solitary witch, which means that I practice and do ritual work and spell work by myself for the most part, mainly 99.99% of the time. That's pretty much what a solitary practice is. It's practicing and doing ritual work and spell work by yourself versus with others, as in a coven. So I do want to talk about kind of my experiences with covens, why I chose solitary practice and pros and cons of both, and maybe help you decide what path is right for you. And yeah, so, you know, I chose not to be a part of a coven for a few different reasons. So the first main reason is really talking about getting into organized religion and church, which is a really, I don't want to say sore spot for me or hot topic, because I didn't really grow up religious. I didn't grow up in a religious family. We didn't really go to church. I mean, my mom, you know, had to say our prayers before bed, but we didn't pray before meals. We didn't go to church. So I don't have any like quote unquote religious trauma, but I have never really liked the idea of organized religion. And so when I think about covens and my experiences with the one coven that I attempted to be in, and I'll touch on that later, is it gave me that vibe. And so that's one of the reasons why it's not for me personally. So, but I know a lot of people who grew up in the church and who especially grew up Catholic, who enjoy being part of a coven, that it helps them with that structure, with that community. And so I get it. It's not for me. Another reason is like the rules, being told what to do. I'm not going to lie. I don't like being told what to do, especially when it comes to my practice and how I worship the earth and how I view things and how I do my spell work. And I do a lot of stuff that just comes straight out of the top of my head. And so if anyone were to tell me, that's wrong, that would really drive me crazy. And I feel like I just wouldn't have the deep intention and passion that makes my magic what it is. So don't do well with rules. Hence why I just feel like this, you know, covens just aren't for me. But that's one of the reasons. Also, the drama. Covens, although I don't believe that they are fully female. Also, just to like pause, anyone listening to this, I'm sure there are people out there who have been practicing way longer than I have. I've only been practicing for a few years, so I'm not going to come up in here and act like I know 100% what I'm talking about, especially when it comes to covens, because I only have experience with one coven and it was online. So I love constructive criticism. And if I ever say anything on here that is incorrect, please call me out. I will try my best to start that next episode with going back and correcting myself, because we are all here to learn, myself included. So, but going back, you know, it's my understanding that not all covens are fully female, but I feel like majority of them are. And so inherently, it's just life. When you get a lot of females together, there is drama. And I just can't do that, guys. I can't. It's not my jam. I've always been a guy's girl. I've always enjoyed the company of guys over a bunch of women anyway. It's a lot for me. I hate the drama. I'm just not here for it. So that's another reason why covens are not it for me. But I guess going into these other reasonings, I want to kind of go ahead and dive into my experience with a coven in the past. So I thought for a while that I did want to be part of one. And here where I'm at, there aren't a ton of in-person covens and in-person groups. So I don't know how I stumbled upon it, but I somehow found myself connecting with these two girls that were starting this online coven. Don't remember the name of it. I probably wouldn't say it even if I did remember it, just to keep some anonymity. But I ended up joining. It was like a Zoom type thing. And at first, it seemed really chill. It seemed like a group of girls that were majority of them younger than me. It seemed okay. It seemed okay at first. I thought, okay, well, maybe I can do this. We met like once a week on like a Zoom type thing. And we talked about, you know, what brought us to the craft and what we wanted out of this coven and all this stuff. And they started talking about, you know, initiations and probationary periods and all of this stuff. And it just, it felt very sorority-like to me. And I think that's one of the reasons why I don't really enjoy being part of a coven. It just didn't vibe with me. I wasn't in a traditional sorority in college. I did join like a business fraternity and had a lot of fun and success with that, but nothing Greek-like, because it just didn't seem like my vibe. But that's kind of what it felt like. And, you know, the more we got into it, the more that the leaders, I say the leaders, the girls who started the group started to act more like leaders, but in like a weird culty way. And I don't throw the word cult out lightly, but it was feeling a little odd. And the way that we were doing our initiations was, it was tame, it was mild how we did it, but it still felt, it just didn't feel right to me. And so we had a few meetings, and then we did this initiation. We quote unquote swore ourselves to the coven, and I went through with it. I did the whole thing. And at the end of it, you know, we signed off on the Zoom, and I just sat there and I was like, that felt wrong. Like, it just didn't feel right to me. And I just was like, oh. And so I like immediately sent a message to the girls, and I was like, hey, thanks, but no thanks. I'm gonna get out of here. Y'all have fun. And I honestly don't think that whatever they had lasted long. I think that girls significantly started dropping. I think a few dropped right as I did. And I think that they've been trying to start a coven again ever since, because I see them adding me to groups all the time on Facebook, and I just politely decline. But yeah, so all of those reasons and more, I really just, covens are not for me. I'm not meant to be part of a group with rules, with initiations, with probationary periods. And I just feel like that's just not where I'm meant to be in my practice. However, there are pros to being in a coven. There's that community aspect. We all crave that, right? Like, we all crave community. And some of us really need guidance, and we really need structure. And for that, I think a coven is great. A group is great like that. And anyone who either didn't get to be in a sorority in college, or was, and they love that structure and that dynamic, I think that that might be for you. I am in no way trying to sit here and say a coven is a sorority. That is not what I'm trying to say. I'm not trying to, and I touched on the word cult earlier. I'm not trying to say a coven is a cult, but they have sorority vibes and they have culty vibes from what I have experienced personally myself. Either way, I really feel like this coven aspect can work for some people. And I want to also talk about solitary practice and what I do. And so the benefits of a solitary practice to me is being able to pull from multiple practices and not, you know, stick to one thing. A lot of covens are Wicca-based, which is a religion. Wicca is a religion. Witchcraft is not. I, again, don't really enjoy organized religion. And even though witchcraft can be very spiritual for me, it is not a religion. And so that is one of the reasons, is that, you know, I can pull from multiple practices. It doesn't have to be one thing that I do all the time. And so I can pull from green witchery, kitchen witchery, head witchery, sea witchery, herbal, all of these different aspects I can pull and create my own practice. And that's one of the things I just love about solitary practice and being a solitary witch. Another benefit is that you can go at your own pace. You don't have to follow a rule book. You don't have to say, oh, well, I have to do this before this, or I have to wait until someone tells me to do this before I can go about it. And you go at your own pace, and you're able to learn slowly or quickly, or dive right in, or dip your toes first. And that's kind of the beauty of it. And a lot of people they're like, well, what about the community aspect of it? Like, isn't it lonely? And the thing is that you can still have community. You know, you can still be a part of a community and not be in a coven. And, you know, you can find like-minded people either in your area or online. There are groups of solitary witches that get together, but it's not a coven. They may call it a coven, but in the true essence of it, you know, they're not really doing what a coven does. And so for that, I say find a group. You know, you can visit a local metaphysical shop if you have any of those near you. And I guarantee that you will find people hanging out in there that are very similar to you, whether just starting or trying to find their magic again. People are in there like doing readings, and that's kind of how I found my community, was through a local metaphysical shop. So you can also look for pagan meetups. I know there is a website that is, I know that you can look at it for covens in your area, groups in your area. And I'm going to butcher this. I'm so sorry. It's like Madragora something. Hold on. I'm going to Google it, guys. Hold on. Uno momento. Hold on. I'm totally butchering this, guys. Please hold. Can you guys hear me typing? Oh, there it is. Okay. Mandragora Magica. Okay, I was not far off. Literally all you have to Google is find coven in my area. And that's like the first thing that pops up. But that's like a good website to find covens, pagan witchy meetups, things like that in your area. So I do highly recommend doing that. You can also go to your local UU church. I know that a lot of pagan-esque groups use UU churches, Unitarian Universalist churches, to have like meetups, festivals, things like that, because that church is very open to those in that practice. So also online, Facebook groups, subreddits, these are all ways to find community while still being a solitary witch and having that solitary practice. So I want to end each episode by doing a card pull. Now, I love me some oracle cards. It's my favorite form of divination. And so I want to incorporate that with every episode just by doing a card pull for the collective and really helping us to guide our way through this next week. So, and each time I will use maybe a different deck. I don't know. I have a few favorites, so I'll probably rotate those, but I'll describe the deck. So right now I am going to be pulling from one of my favorites. It's the Green Witch's Oracle deck, which you've probably seen it around. It's pretty popular. It's Erin Murphy Hiscock. And let's see. So the author, she's the author, or they, sorry, I don't know the gender of this person. So this person is the author of The Green Witch. And the illustrations are beautiful. It's by Sarah Richard. I always get complimented when I do readings with these, and it's just one of my favorites. But we're going to do a card pull. I'm going to shuffle these just a little bit. Here we go. And yeah, so we'll see if this kind of resonates. Now, the thing about pulling cards for the collective is that it's not always going to resonate with every single person that listens. But I think that we can always find ways to see how a card resonates with us. I am a big fan of journaling your card pulls. So if you're listening and you're someone that likes to journal and this card seems to resonate with you, journal about it. Let me know, because I'm curious. Okay. So we are shuffled. I don't know if you'll be able to hear this through the microphone. So, ooh, okay. Okay, that just jumped. Let's see. Mushroom. Recycling breaking down problems. Okay, so guys, I think that this maybe is pointing towards our new moon. Recycling, renewal, breaking down problems. What worked for us in the past may not work for us in the future. How can we change things? How can we go about making sure that we don't maybe make the same mistakes is kind of what I'm pulling from this card. And just knowing that also too, when I think of mushrooms, I think of like mushrooms come from like poop, really. I don't want to say poop, but like, you know, that's where a lot of fungus grows from, is like manure and decay. So from something that is kind of yucky or old or gross or dead grows this wonderful thing that could potentially be nourishment for somebody. So don't let something bad or that seems bad prevent something good from coming out of it, is what I'm trying to say. How many people have said poop on a podcast, their first episode? Me, raising my hand. Okay, well. All right, guys. Well, I am so thankful for all of you that listened. And I really hope that you join me on next week's episode and all the episodes after that through this journey of finding my magic again. And I hope you have a very blessed Maven and a happy new moon.